Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
The 930 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
What did you do now, Knucklehead?
KISM, and the winner is, well, your runners-up. Let's start off with the pharmacist who chucked his career because he was caught selling whale vomit for $2 million. $2 million worth of whale vomit. And I don't know how much whale vomit, $2 million worth of, oh, here, I'll tell you, 5 kilos. 5 kilos will net you $2 million if you've got some whale.
How do you advertise that you have that? Is that something you throw out on Craigslist? Is that something like OfferUp? Or where do you go to sell whale vomit?
There's some place. The dark corners of the internet, it can be found. And then we got the two families who were busted for brawling in a cemetery in Ireland the other day. 8 people arrested. Two separate families at the cemetery for separate funerals here, and words are exchanged, punches were thrown, somebody gets stabbed, one guy picks up a wooden cross, weaponizes that, pulls it off a grave, and beats somebody else with that. 30 cops have to come to the cemetery.
When someone says, I got hit by a right cross, you're like, really? Yeah, an actual cross.
But our 930 Knucklehead winner today, this will be the drug dealer who is tossing his stuff out the window.
Knucklehead.
Number one nomination, Knucklehead.
As the cops in Birmingham, England, descended on a drug dealer's apartment last week, he's got to do some quick thinking. What do I do? Oh, my God, they're at the door. Well, he had 40 pounds of weed in his place and 2 dozen pot plants. And so he panics, decides to open the door of his second floor and start throwing huge handfuls of weed out the window. And it bounced off the awning underneath his on the first floor and rained down onto the sidewalk where the rest of the police were standing waiting to see what they were going to do, waiting their orders. The weed comes raining down onto the sidewalk. Meanwhile, someone across the street is, you know, what's going on with all those cops? So they're filming the whole thing. So it's out there if you want to watch it. This guy dropping all the weed out his window onto the cops. It comes raining down on the cops. Basically, they swept it up into a dustpan and put them into a huge bag and hauled it all off. They also found hash oil, $8,000 in cash, several weapons. No charges yet, but, you know, it's coming. He's going in front of the crown, and he'll be sat down for a little while. Our 930 Knucklehead.
You know, some stoners heard about this, and like later in the day after the cops had cleared out of the scene, they're kind of looking around there. Can I get up on that awning and see if there's anything that they missed?
Did some bounce into the gutter?
Yeah. Thanks to the Rockfish Grill, the Anacortes Brewery.
Yeah, something good to eat for the kids today. Kids under 12 eat free at the Rockfish on Tuesdays. Check out anacortesrockfish.com.
The Brad and John Show, home of the 930 Knucklehead. Powered by the Rockfish Grill and Anacortes Brewery. Serving Northwest food and great beers. And on tap now, the Knucklehead Red. Delicious new brew, perfect for any day. Check out the menu, event schedule, and live music lineup at anacortesrockfish.com. Located on the corner of 4th and Commercial in downtown Anacortes. Don't be a knucklehead. Get to the Rockfish Grill.